6 years in, living with Lot among the Sodomites. It was June 27th, 2013. Over 6 years ago, I wrote my thoughts down about my first day of living in a Sodomite nation. Many of us, by now, may have forgotten that before the decision of Obergefell versus Hodges on June 26, 2015, there was the Supreme Court's decision to strike down the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, and to uphold the lower court that declared California's ban on same-sex marriage, Proposition 8, to be unconstitutional. This happened on June 26, 2013. Therefore, June 27, 2013, became the first official day that my entire nation would begin affirming and recognizing same-sex marriage on the federal, national level. It was the first day that lawmakers and defenders knew that state laws banning same-sex marriage would be struck down, ultimately leading to the inevitable events of the Obergefell decision 2 years later on that exact same day in 2015. Now it's 2019, and this week many of us found out that Chick-fil-A's 2020 Charity Foundation priority would be dropping support for all charities that had been labeled as anti-LGBTQ by activist organizations and would instead focus their support on only 3 charities rather than 300. But why is this significant, you will ask in a few years? Well, for anyone unfamiliar with Chick-fil-A's storied history with the gay marriage debate, they were one of the last major American businesses to have taken it on the chin for supporting any groups who were opposed to the LGBTQ right agenda in the Western world. They had been banned from airports. They had their first store to open in the UK shut down after activists successfully protested during the location's trial lease period. I could go on. What once was simply the request to marry has now become the cancellation of more and more opportunities for any individual or business who will not celebrate and promote the LGBTQ way of life. Make no mistakes, this is a war. The very soul of our nation and all those within her is being fought state to state, business to business, person to person. This is not a neutral issue, and it never will be. Just as righteous Lot was greatly distressed by the sensual conduct of the wicked, as that righteous man lived among them day after day, he was tormenting his righteous soul over their lawless deeds that they saw and heard. We likewise, who love Jesus, feel the same distress and torment as our governments and businesses and families and friends corrupt themselves through greed and the abominable celebrations of the LGBTQ agenda. If you ever wondered how Lot must have felt, you are certainly able to empathize with him today in 2019 America. Now, as I write this, I still leave room for Chick-fil-A to officially announce that they are not making any of these decisions on the basis of activists and governments that have shut them out. But failing to gain any information from them, we all know how to add 2 and 2 together. As one Christian cultural commentator noted on social media, when a company like Chick-fil-A states that they will be focusing on homelessness and they cut charitable giving to the Salvation Army for 2020, the LGBTQ activists get to run a victory lap for their bullying and aggression until Chick-fil-A either tells them to stop it or hands them some money to take victory photos at the headquarters. When a business like Chick-fil-A determines that they don't need to publicly state that they have been wrongly labeled a hate group and instead tacitly offer those labeling them a hate group a public victory, the fight is either over or someone is really confused about the terms of the fight. It is similar to those politicians who said they were against gay marriage, but when asked personally, said that if a relative was having a same-sex marriage, they would attend it rather than oppose it. The public fight is over once you are personally done with resisting it. When a person, business, or government is no longer able to say that public wickedness, such as sodomy and other abominations, actually distress and torment their souls, the fight is over. And they will just as soon join in the revelry as they would have spoken against it days before. Christians living in the sodomite nation of America have to guard all their life, from their personal liberties to their business and public affirmations and denials. As the satire website, the Babylon Bee, pointed out, the LGBTQ activists won't leave Chick-fil-A alone until they give their entire company's soul to celebrating and promoting every demand of the LGBTQ agenda. And while Christians will continue to enjoy the good food provided in their neighborhood Chick-fil-A, they must never let that food poison their conviction and their disgust of those who openly revel in wickedness and promote abominations in their society and the world at large. But you, beloved, build yourself up in your most holy faith, and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others, show mercy with fear, hating even the garments stained by the flesh. Jesus' brother Jude calls us to build ourselves up in our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, always being prepared to show God's mercy to those trapped in sexual sin as we preach the gospel, while at the same time fearing God and hating the very garments stained by their sexual acts as they corrupt themselves in abominations. Why, you will ask? It is because once we stop fearing God and stop hating the abominations that God hates, none of us will last long when the sexual revolutionaries come to your business or your home and demand your compliance and celebration and cohabitation with their deeds. As Christians called to defend our most holy faith, don't give up the fight as others are doing, and always be ready to give an answer for your hope in Jesus, even if you are living like Lot lived among the Sodomites.